In the sutras, Buddha gave two essential methods for developing renunciation. One is the presentation of the Four Noble Truths, and one is the presentation of the 12 dependent related links. The presentation of the Four Noble Truths is simpler, and it's a presentation that we can use at many, many levels. Obviously, Buddha's ultimate intention is that the true suffering he's talking about is the sufferings of samsara. But we can apply the methodology of the Four Noble Truths to every single or any issue that we encounter. You know, the Four Noble Truths is essentially, it's like a visit to a doctor. You know, when we visit a doctor, there's usually four stages to that process. The first stage is the doctor wants to know what are our symptoms. And they'll ask us, and we'll describe our symptoms, why we've come, where there's a pain, or where there's a lump, or where there's a something that we don't think should be there, or whatever it might be. And the doctor will, you know, get more data, prodding and poking, and get more detailed, maybe blood work or whatever. And they're doing that to diagnose what is at the root, what is the source of these symptoms. We have something wrong, there's some suffering. Where is it coming from? The doctor relies upon their years of training and their various diagnostic tools and instruments to identify what is the cause. That is their diagnosis. Then what we're very interested in is their prognosis. So, okay, so thank you. You've told me that I have this or I have a that or whatever it might be. What's the outcome going to be? And the doctor will then tell us, hopefully, that they expect us to make a complete recovery. And then the final stage, critical to that, what gets from the suffering to the cessation, is the prescription. So they tell us what we need to do, some medicines we need to take, some foods we need to stop eating, or some additional, whatever it might be. And these four stages are mirrored in the Four Noble Truths: true sufferings, true origins, true cessations, true paths. And we can understand them from the point of view of we're having a difficult relationship with our partner. That's the symptom. Our mind is agitated about certain things. That's the symptom. What is the cause? What is the real cause? Because, of course, at the beginning, we think, well, the cause is them and this and that, and we're blaming everyone and everything else. We're not seeing what's happening in our own mind. But with greater wisdom and training, we're able to diagnose ourselves. We become our spiritual doctor. We can see this is anger, this is pride, this is jealousy, whatever delusion it might be, this is attachment. And then we understand that all delusions can be removed. Delusions are not an intrinsic part of the mind. They're like salt in seawater or mud that's been churned up in water that can definitely be removed. And how do I remove that? We can learn specific methods, or we can learn the ultimate solution, which is always the meditation on emptiness. So we can apply the structure of the Four Noble Truths to any problem. But the problem Buddha wants us particularly to apply it to is the problem of samsara. You know, sometimes we use this analogy of samsara is like an ocean, the ocean of samsara. And the waves are crashing down upon us, are the sufferings of samsara. And there's sea monsters of the Lord of Death eating our bodies again and again. And we find ourselves reborn in this ocean and waves crash down upon us. If we're in this ocean of samsara, what we tend to do is get fixated on the wave that's immediately approaching. And we see this wave coming that's going to crash down upon us, and we steel ourselves to that wave. We think, I've just got to get through this. I've just got to get through this week. I've just got to get through this project. I've just got to get through this divorce. I've just got to get through this sickness. I've just got to get through this round of chemo. I've just got to get through. I've just got to get through. And the subtext of that is always, I've just got to get through this, and then it will be all right. As if on the other side of that wave, it's just plain sailing forever, smooth, comfortable waters. But the truth is, the other side of that wave of suffering in the ocean of samsara is another wave and another wave and another wave. And the waves never stop. And Buddha is outside. Buddha is on the shore with his loudhaila calling out to us, saying, get out of the ocean. And normally we can't hear him because the waves are crashing down and we're so consumed by that. Or perhaps the waves die down, the wind dies down for a moment. And then we think, well, I quite like it here. It's quite nice. And Buddha's on the shore saying, get out of the ocean. We're like, calm down, calm down. And we think, oh, don't try to scare me. Don't get all heavy. Our problems aren't the waves. Of course, you know, of course sickness and problems in our relationship and with our money and with our health and all these different things, of course they're issues. But they're not our real problem. Our real problem is that we're in the ocean of samsara. So the ocean of samsara is depicted as these experiences, the different realms that we take rebirth in, and the experiences we have between rebirths. This is our life, and this always has been. We have been cycling in this experience. This is true sufferings. What is turning the wheel? What is keeping us moving in this perpetual motion, death and rebirth, death and rebirth? The hub of the wheel is the true origins, our delusions, the root delusions, ignorance, attachment, and hatred. But there is a different way of being, true cessations, this moon representing nirvana. And Buddha is pointing to the moon, indicating that there's a path, which is the path of the three higher trainings. There is a path to liberation. So we can look at the diagram of the wheel of life and we can see the Four Noble Truths. And we can think, I need to get out. I need to follow Buddha's advice. Buddha's saying, get out, get out.